News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Waiting lists, sold out courses and extra dates added. It might sound like a promotion for a concert in the Three Arena, but we're actually talking about adult Irish language classes, which are having a year like never before. News Talk Sarah Madden is one of the students driving demand beyond expectation, and she sent us this report.
It's 7 o'clock on a Tuesday evening in Dublin city centre. Most people are heading home to have dinner or meet friends for a drink. But tonight, things sound a little defrule for me. The new term for adult Irish language courses has begun, and I'm one of the eager students keen to brush up on their cúpla focal. They're very rusty cúpla focal.
In general, there's quite a positive attitude towards Gaeilge now. People are realising the importance of it and being able to have the cúpla focal.
Eimear Nic Uirris runs the adult evening classes in Conra na Gaeilge, where demand was so high this year, they've had to add extra classes to the schedule.
With each term that goes on, the demand is just higher and higher, which is so lovely to see. As well as that, though, we have an awful lot of new teachers coming in who are so enthusiastic about teaching. So really, Bhí an talam gur mé an na rangan a sreisin a cur ar fáil, because the teachers were so willing to be there and to help in people's return to Irish.
My intake of Fáil na Móirí is diverse in age and experience. There's a surgeon in his 60s, a university student straight out of school. There's even a priest.
I've been doing Irish now for a couple of years as an adult, and I'm just really enjoying learning it.
My dad and all his sisters, they all went to Gaeilge schools, and my sister would be a Gaeilgeor. My sister actually attends a lot of social events through Gaeilge, and I've always wanted to improve my Irish.
I'm trying to become a primary school teacher. Like, I got the lowest of the low that you can get in secondary school, because in school I never really cared about Irish.
There's people coming here and they have differences in their culture, and some people in Ireland then are kind of looking at their own going like, oh, I should probably know a bit more about mine. I don't even speak the language, so maybe that's a bit of it as well.
It became a necessity because I wanted to be a primary school teacher, but now that I've actually started, I'm getting more of an appreciation for the language and getting a bit more kind of passionate about where it's gone, why we don't have it anymore, and joining the movement of people trying to get it back.
According to Gaeilge Cultúr, 2/3 of Irish people regret not speaking better Irish, but it's not just native Irish filling the classes.
The Irish language itself, very poetic. When you're sad, you tell like...
To Brown on Downerham.
Yeah, the heaven is the sadness of the words on me, something like that. It's like very dramatic, you know, like... I think it's kind of like not a good combination for a Brazilian learn Irish, because it's going to be like drama on top of drama.
Alan Muller is a yoga teacher from Brazil.
Since I start posting on Instagram, like pretty much all my friends, like Irish people, they see me now, they start having small little conversation and like... They all say that they don't have Irish, but they do have Irish. And like, I really think in a couple of years, a lot of more of people will be speaking it. So it would be nice, just since I think that's going to be my home. I don't know, maybe I will have kids one day. I would love them to learn Irish as well. You know? So like, I think that would be important for me to just, yeah, be able to communicate. I really believe that in maybe 5 years, 10 years, a lot of people is going to be speaking Irish.
Alan is learning Irish online with Gaeilgeor influencer Molly Gadira, whose popular classes have waiting lists. And celebrity attendees like Roz Purcell.
Fáilte galair, is Misha Molly, agus is Muntshur Gaeilge me. I'm an Irish teacher.
In the past, one of our roles would have been to encourage adults to come and learn Irish, but we don't have to do as much encouraging. They make their way to us now in their scores.
Raymond O'Kearin is CEO of Gaeilinn.
We can also see an uplift in the interest from the arts. Movies such as An Cailín Chuan, and there is what people are calling the kneecap effect, which is bringing greater numbers of younger adult learners to Irish classes.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.